This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is ErkPod. Welcome to the podcast.
Whoa. Stop the music. Stop the music. What podcast are we listening to? We're not listening to ErkPod. This is episode 4 of ErkFM. ErkFM.com. Now let's play the right music, please. Ready, please, Mr. Music.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 4 of Erk FM. In this particular episode, I thought that we'd mix things up again, and mix things up. The music today comes from Aerial Publicity, the Podsafe Music Network, and for the very first time, IODA PromoNet, and Music Submit. We have a wide variety of artists and also genres today, and of course at the end of the episode we have some listener feedback and we have a couple of promos for some podcasts that I listen to as well. So let's get right into the music with our first song today on episode 4 of Erk FM. This is I Don't Get What I Give, and this is by Jeffrey Wilgus here on Erk FM. ErkFM.com.
Say, I guess no one understands me quite that way. When we know deep down that it's not right, why do we choose to stay? I don't get what I give. It's a simple lesson you learn as you live. Walk the fine line of giving, just enough to stay in touch. I don't get what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you see. Don't waste time on an unsure heart. I've often heard people say, what makes us think we can change someone when it's us that we need to change? I don't get what I give. It's a simple lesson you learn as you live. Walk the fine line, don't give too much, just enough to stay in touch. I don't get what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you. Maybe you're the one for me. Maybe it's not gonna be. Maybe I should let you go. Maybe I'll be the last to know. Simple lesson you learn as you live. Walk the fine line, don't give too much, just enough to stay in touch. I don't get what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you. what I give. This is not any way to live. I put you first, forget about me, hoping that I'll make you see.
And that song was I Don't Get What I Give by Jeffrey Wilgers here on IRC FM. And Jeffrey is another artist who currently calls New York City home. And let me tell you, I'm not necessarily looking for people who come from New York City, but there seems to be a few artists that I've played lately who live there at the moment. He grew up in New Jersey and moved over to San Francisco. And then he received a day job offer, which was too good to refuse. And sometimes it's like that. Sometimes you have to take the coin where you can get it. And sometimes it's not music, it's the day job. And the music is something which is good, but it's something that's in the background, doesn't necessarily pay the bills. So Jeffrey moved from San Francisco up to Portland. And he was singing at a company event, and he was asked a bit later on by the co-workers and some guests, and they was basically asking him, why aren't you doing anything with your talent? And so he's now moved to New York City, and he's performing and doing some great work, and that song was just one example. And of course, I enjoy reading the stories of the various artists as well. And apart from that particular song, Jeffrey can sing in a wide variety of styles, including pop, a laid-back swing tune, a soft piano ballad, or even something like a Billy Joel cover. So that was rather cool. You can check out the links to all the artists via the show notes at IRCFM.com, and feel free to have a look, tell the artist where you heard them. Now we go to our second song of the afternoon, and it seems rather appropriate really, considering that I am playing music over the internet, to play this next song. This is called Cyberspace. Nadine Lauren here on IRCFM.
I know what I'm looking for. 8, 6.
And that was Cyberspace with Nadine Lauren here on IRC FM. And Nadine actually sung the American National Anthem recently at a bullfighting competition at Madison Square Garden in New York. So that would have been an interesting experience for her. She was in front of 18,000 fans at the time. And she said that they were silent to start with, and then after the anthem they were singing and cheering, so that would have been quite an interesting experience, and not necessarily one that you'd think of when you have an artist. And but then again, you have to do these sort of things, and who knows who is watching those particular events. One day you could be singing at bullfighting, and then the next day, who knows. Now, Nadine's story is interesting as well. She was born in Switzerland, but she grew up in Germany and then New Zealand. And she's also an actor, having played the role of Angie in the Paramount film Without a Paddle, starring Seth Green and Burt Reynolds, that I haven't seen yet. And Nadine's album, Living in Wonderland, is now available on iTunes. And so you can check out her website. And you can listen to a lot more music. And you can purchase the album. And check out the website for video clips. And a lot more.
This is Jen, and you're listening to Inside My Head.
My day job is getting in the way of my life. It's starting to feel like a real podcaster now.
And all the dead end jobs are
trying to get closer, trying to get closer.
Today's haiku of frustration, and it is called Work Phone. I want to break it. Hear it ring when I'm at home and when I'm sleeping. And that's today's haiku of frustration, because I have had it with the phones ringing off the hook at work. Yay. Yay, technology.
Say something.
Jen.phantompower.org.
And we move from Jen and inside her head over to an artist that we recently played on an IRCpod roundtable. And this is Hot Buttered Rum, Summertime Gal, here on IRC FM, IRCFM.com.
Here comes a racer, all tangled in her hair. That summertime gal of mine, laughing at my winter coat, shoulders warm and bare. That summertime gal of mine, that summertime gal of mine, mine, mine. That summertime, oh gal of mine. That summertime gal of mine, mine, mine. That summertime, summertime gal of mine, that gal of mine. That's summertime, down gal of mine. That's summertime,
And look, and she is gone. That summertime, she's gone away.
Got my sometime. Gal of mine, yeah, that gal of mine.
That last song, the artist was asking, "Little boy, where are you?" And little boy may have been looking for summertime gal, who knows. But the song you just heard was Little Boy by Sweet Annie, and previously to that you heard Summertime Gal by Hot Buttered Rum. And Hot Buttered Rum we have played on ErkPod before, but this is the first time we've played them on ErkFM. Their influences include Jack Johnson, The Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, and they've been compared to Tom Petty's Mudcrutch. And they come out of San Francisco in California. And the song that you just heard, Little Boy, was by Sweet Annie. And Sweet Annie is the solo project of Norwegian singer-songwriter Heidi Klein, who started singing and playing the keyboards and the organ at the age of 8. And then she played and sung in choirs and did solo performances. She then moved to Australia and Australia introduced her to jazz, and she tried her hand at songwriting after that. Not to be outdone, she then moved over to Los Angeles, where she studied, got a band together, and she's now doing shows around the city of LA. And of course, you can click on the website for more details. A lot of the artists have information about where to buy their music, to see photos or to see videos, merchandise and tour information. Click on the artist link on the show notes at irkfm.com and you'll be able to get all the information you require about the artists and a bit more about them. And so we move on, and I said that I was going to mix things up, and I'm definitely going to mix things up. This is actually a song for my mum, who's been listening to IrkPod and also to IrkFM for a few weeks now, and I would never have thought that I would be playing this particular artist on a podcast, and so it's quite strange for me to be playing this particular artist. I thought with things like copyright and rights of performers and everything like that, I thought there would be no way this particular artist would be, that I would ever be able to play this particular artist. So he probably needs no introduction. Well, he wouldn't need any introduction to my mum, but he'd probably need an introduction to some of our other listeners. And I'm very pleased to present the great man himself in country music, Willie Nelson. That's right, the Willie Nelson. I had to double check myself because I wasn't sure. But yes, it's all legitimate. And you can actually download a song or two of Willie's and play them on a podcast if you are a member of IODA PromoNet. And thank you to Colin from the Ouroboros podcast for sending me in their direction. This is Hesitation Blues by the man himself, Willie Nelson, here on IrkFM. Who would have thought I could say that? IrkFM.com.
Up this morning looking for my shoes, looked behind the trunk, found the hesitation blues. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate? Rocking chair, blues overtake me, rock away from here. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate? Hesitate. Well, I'm going to the river. sit right down. If the blues overtake me, I'll jump in and drown. Lordy, tell me how long.
Lordy, tell me how long.
Will I have to wait?
Will I have to wait?
Can I get you now?
Can I get you now?
Must I hesitate?
And that was Willie Nelson there with the new song Hesitation Blues from the new album, which is out now, recently, very recently released, as a matter of fact. Willie and the Wheel, Asleep at the Wheel. Now, this new album is actually 30 years in the making. It was the idea of Jerry Wexler, whose idea it was to record Willie Nelson singing classic Western Swing songs on an album. Willie had been on Jerry's music label Atlantic, and so he came up with the idea, but this basically came to rest for a while when Willie left Atlantic Records and went to CBS Records, so needless to say, that idea was put to rest for a while. For many years, in fact, until 2003, when Jerry retired and he was getting rid of all his LPs that were collecting dust. And basically over that time, from that time, listening to the various songs, the idea came up again of recording the Swing CD, and Willie Nelson was approached and said, let's go ahead and let's do it. And the songs were recorded, but unfortunately Jerry Wexler died before the album could come out. And if you're a Willie Nelson fan, you can check out this CD on his website. You can purchase it, of course. And there's a long list of tour dates for our American listeners. In February, Willie will be playing in New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York, Virginia, North Carolina, and also Texas. And in March, in Texas, Florida, South Carolina, Missouri, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And of course, you can get all the information by clicking through to the Willie Nelson website at willienelson.com. And if you're a Willie Nelson fan, you can check out all the information there, merchandise, previous albums, and tour information if you are in the States. I hope that you all enjoyed that one. And it's very strange for me to play country music, but why not? I said we were going to mix things up, and we certainly are. We're going to talk a bit about football now, as a matter of fact. So when I was preparing to record the show today, I was watching a bit of the Super Bowl, and it was coming up to halftime between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Arizona Cardinals. And it was just coming up to half time. It was basically the end of the first half when the Arizona quarterback threw the ball and it was intercepted by one of the defense team for the Steelers. And I was very surprised that the player in question actually managed to run the entire length of the field and score a touchdown at the other end. Now, if the pass had have come off from the Arizona quarterback to one of his players, he would have looked like an absolute genius. Arizona would have had the lead coming into half time, and it all would have been roses. However, it turned pear-shaped very quickly when the Steelers grabbed the ball and the player ran the full 100 yards down and scored a touchdown. And because obviously in the NFL, there are two separate teams. There's the attacking team and then there's the defense team. And there's also the special team. This guy is not on the team for his running ability and his attack. And he's on the defensive team for a reason, because that's his job. But to give him credit, even though he's about 250 pounds, including the helmet and all the padding that they wear in the NFL, he finally made it. And I'm very surprised, because quite a few guys went to tackle him and he got around them all. And he landed in the end zone for a touchdown and basically collapsed. And I thought, he's going to be so exhausted. He would not have run that amount of distance with the football in his hand for quite some time. And I'm watching him lying on the ground while all of his teammates are celebrating. And I'm thinking to myself, medic! Medic! We're going to have to get a medic out here for this guy. And so the trainers came out, or what we'd call in Australia the trainers, came out and helped the guy up, and they did all their celebrations and their replays and everything. And then the next thing you know, he was sitting on the bench with an oxygen mask on him. So he was obviously trying to get the oxygen back into the lungs after his massive run. And then of course, by that stage, it was half time. So they had something like a 20-minute half-time break while there was a musical production, and some guy was singing first, and then Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band were singing. And the strange thing was that 10 minutes beforehand, I'd been watching a game of football, and then within that very short time period, the field had basically been transformed into a concert arena, with all these people cheering for Bruce Springsteen. I don't know where these people came from, but the field was just full of people, and I wasn't sure if they were there for the football or if they were there for Bruce Springsteen. But needless to say, there would have been a lot of people watching on the TV in America and around the world. I was watching it live here in Australia. And so Bruce's set was for about 12 minutes, and then they cleared the stage and cleared all the people off the field and took the stage down and everything like that, and basically returned the field to normal so the footballers could play in the second half. And then a couple of minutes into the second half, I could see the guy who scored the touchdown before half time with an oxygen mask on his face again. So I'm not sure if they replayed that shot from beforehand or if he was still on the oxygen despite having something like a 20-minute break. So I just thought it was strange how 1 minute we're watching football and then the next minute we're basically watching a Bruce Springsteen rock concert. I was almost expecting one particular medic to run out onto the field, as a matter of fact.
You're working a full code. It's 20 miles to the ER ramp and your whole crew's looking to you for help. Don't you wish you had listened to the Medicast today? The Medicast, a podcast for EMS providers by EMS providers. Tune in to the weekly update just for you. News, products, tips and tricks, and much, much more. Download the Medicast now at www.medicast.com.
And that was a promo for the Medicast with Jamie the Pod Medic. And hopefully he's listening to this while he's driving his ambulance around. And Jamie, if you are listening, could you send me an email or comment on the show notes and let me know where you were when you hear me talking about the Medicast and playing this next song for you? I'd be most interested to hear. It's not Christmas music, mate, but it's pretty good anyway. This is Highway Run here on IRC FM. Highway Run, if you're on the highway and you hear some sirens and see some red and blue lights, stay out of the way. That was Highway Run by the Charlie Wheeler Band here on IRC FM. Charlie Wheeler Band is a rock and blues band. They've been compared to the attitude of Aerosmith, the intensity of Led Zeppelin, and the tenacity of the Black Crows. And their influences are Eric Clapton, Steely Dan, the Rolling Stones, and the Black Crows. The Charlie Wheeler Band was created in 2007, and it was originally assembled as a studio band. However, they were recording their second CD, Highway Run, when they became a bit more energized and decided to go out on the road and share their high energy on the road and live. So during the live performance, you never know what you might get, as each one of the band members is encouraged to explore their particular instrument, and who knows what you may see and what you may hear, more to the point, if you see the Charlie Wheeler Band live. Let's continue with the guitars, and I featured this song on IRCpod previously. This is Jerry Lee Suba with Educated Redneck here on IRC FM.
From a small town in Texas, where people still say yes, sir, and ma'am. These days I'm a long, long way from Texas, but in my mind I still know just who I am. I'm the one they all said would never make it, won't never amount to nothing, so they said. But here I am today, still playing this guitar. It's just too bad that most of them are dead. So I keep on writing songs and playing music, 'cause that's the only reason I'm still here, sharing all my hopes and dreams with strangers, trying just to outlive all my fears. Now if you ever come to see us play, get ready to clap your hands and stomp your feet, 'cause we're here to raise some hell and celebrate. We're here to give the redneck world relief. Yes, I come from a small town in Texas, a country boy, still just who I am. Nothing but an educated redneck. You don't like me, I don't give a damn, 'cause an educated redneck's who I am. Talking about. Play it, boys.
And that was Jerry Lee Serber there with his song Educated Redneck. And Jerry was born in Shamrock in Texas, which he describes as a small town in the upper eastern panhandle region of Texas, with a population of about 2,000 people and dwindling. Since then, he's actually lived outside Texas for the majority of his life, but hasn't strayed from his country roots. And he actually credits his upbringing and his surroundings with the ability to write songs and use his experiences in everyday life for his inspirations for his songwriting. So that's rather cool as well. Now we're going to change the pace a bit. I said I was going to mix things up, and that's exactly what I'm going to do now. In a few days, it will be Valentine's Day, and for me personally, as a single guy, that's probably one of the worst days of the year, but that's not going to stop me from playing this song. This song is called Would You Be My Valentine? By Edgar Gabriel's String Fusion, here on IRC FM, IRCFM.com.
This cold and wintry day, I saw the feelings you'll never know. Not knowing someone would share my heart someday, lost all the hope for someone to love. Now I see a different time since you been here. I just have one thing to ask of you, my dear. Would you be my Valentine? Not just today, but would you be my Valentine? First met you, the one true love I'd know. I nearly started to run and hide. We took our chances and fell into desire. Then all the lonelihood was gone inside. Now I see a different time since you are here. I just have one thing to ask of you, my dear. Would you be my Valentine? Not just today, would you be my Valentine?
And that was Would You Be My Valentine? And that was by Edgar Gabriel String Fusion. And we heard a wide variety of instruments on that particular song. I did say I was going to mix things up, and I've certainly done that on this episode. String Fusion is an exciting new jazz fusion ensemble from Chicago. It's led by former Cirque du Soleil electric violinist Edgar Gabriel. And there's also bass, guitar, keyboards, drums, percussion, cello, saxophone, flute, and clarinet in their repertoire as well. And of course, you can visit all the artists' websites via the show notes at irkfm.com, and you can see what all the artists are up to and how to obtain their music either via iTunes, Amazon, or another way as well. I hope you enjoyed String Fusion, and let me know if you're enjoying the particular music that I'm playing. Who knows, we might even feature some of the other music on a show of their own. Of course, if you would like to leave me feedback, you can. You can email me, irkpod@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the show notes, irkfm.com, or you can send me a voicemail, 02-80-03-6905 from in Australia, or 612-80-03-6905 from outside Australia, or using the Skype ID IrkPod. Now, we have some feedback, and of course I love receiving feedback, especially considering that this is a new show and that it's episode 4. Now, last week's episode was 100% female, apart from me, and it was also 100% female apart from T. Now, you may have heard one of the promos for Erotica a la Carte, and you didn't hear a female. You heard author and podcaster T. Morris's voice, and T is 100% male. But he was promoting Pip Ballantyne's podcast, Erotica a la Carte, and so that was a female podcast using a male voice to promote it, so it was that good that I thought that, even though it wasn't Pip herself, I thought that I would keep it in anyway. So let's go to the feedback now from previous episodes. From episode number 1, we had a comment from David Van Sunder from the Millionaire or Bust podcast, and he writes, "Irk, you did it. I could never get into music podcasts, but somehow you hooked me. I guess the key thing was getting me to listen to it in the first place. It was a lot of fun to hear some of the music I hear as podcast themes all the way through. Now it almost seems like such a crime to chop them all so short. Oh well, guess that's the way it is. Thanks for putting this together. It gets me even more excited about doing more podcasts. Not that I have time to do any more, but you've inspired me to do more regardless." And that was from David Van Sunder from the Millionaire or Bust podcast, millionaireorbust.com. Now, I'm not sure what David was expecting from a music podcast. Maybe he'd like to comment and tell me what he was expecting. But I've got to say that Irk FM is pretty similar to some of the other music podcasts that I listen to. Maybe I was the hook that you needed, David. I'm not sure. But of course, you know that there are some other great music podcasts out there that you can listen to by checking the links on the right-hand side of the website, irkfm.com. So thanks, mate, for your comments. And I look forward to hearing more comments from you as you catch up and listen to the previous episodes. And if you're only a new listener, like David is, if you feel the need to comment from previous shows, go right ahead and I'll still read them on the show at the end of each episode. Shauno from Hyper Nonsense and Shauno Graham commented on episode 3, the 100% female, apart from T and me episode. And Shauno comments, good show, Irk. Enjoying the theme-based programs. Thank you, Shauno. I wasn't sure how I was going to do this, if I was going to do themes or not. And I think the themes are here to stay, as we pick a different type of music, sometimes mix it up. What do you think, listener? Do you like the themes like we've had for the previous 3 weeks? Or do you like a bit of variety like you've had on this episode? Email me irkpod@gmail.com or comment on the show notes at irkfm.com. Thank you, Shauno. And Jen from Hyper Nonsense and Inside My Head also commented from IrkFM episode number 3. And Jen writes, I agree. The 14-year-old Miranda Fitrus is impressive. I don't write songs that good, and I'm nearly twice her age. Winky, winky, smiley face. The theme-based shows are a great idea. This was fun. Thanks, Jen. And we played Jen's promo for her podcast, Inside My Head. Although it always seems strange me saying Inside My Head when I'm talking about Jen's podcast. But thank you for the comments, Jen. And let me know how I'm going through the weeks ahead. So this has been episode number 4 of IRC FM. And we're going to close the show out right now. And we're going to change gears yet again with this song, Hold the Dice, by Back to Square One. Now, the Back to Square One official website is actually down for reconstruction at the moment. So, as much as I don't like to, I've linked to their MySpace page. And you can find out more information about them there. They're from Orange County in California. And their influences are Bob Marley, Sublime, Slightly Stupid, Cypress Hill, Ben Harper, Unwritten Law, Led Zeppelin, Everlast, Incubus, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan. So there's quite a list there, and I hope you enjoy this song by Back to Square One. And we'll be back to square one for episode 5 of IRC FM next week. Until then, have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Back to Square One with their song, Hold the Dice, IRC FM.
Your legs got me 6 minutes. He's the goodest down wherever. Cause some places just a fucking little faggot. They ain't got the nerve to just beat you. You're old, you're missing. You open eyes and follow. You hit me up.
takes.
IRC FM is an IRC Communications production. For more information about IRC FM, IRC Pod, or Echo Romeo Kilo, go to www.ircommunications.com.au. This podcast is a Creative Commons podcast. All music is performed with permission as per the various licenses from the various networks. IRC FM uses music from the PodSafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, IODA PromoNet, and MusicSubmit.com. This has been an IRC Communications production.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.